What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Women in Worship podcast. Today on this episode, you're going to hear from our very own Ashley Beckford and Lee Bennett from a seminar we did a little while back about moms and ministry. This was a live recording of these two sharing some of their hearts about what it means to be a mom in ministry, how we can begin to balance that idea of full-time family, full-time ministry, and how do we honor the Lord in the middle of it all. So today, we want you to sit back, grab a cup of coffee, finish up those clothes, your drive into work, and enjoy this episode on this Mother's Day weekend of Women in Worship here talking about moms and ministry.
Yay! Welcome to the Moms in Ministry breakout session. Hey, so excited to have you guys. My name's Ashley. I am on the Women in Worship lead team. So blessed to be a part of Women in Worship. And just thanks for being here today and taking the time. I am also an associate pastor at Unite Church in Pasadena, California. Kelly. I oversee all creative and communications. So I also do our website, our app, our all things communications as well. We are a church plant that planted 4 years ago. We just celebrated our fourth year. I'm also married for almost 12 years. So my amazing husband, Lance, we have two kids. Declan, who just turned 5 on Tuesday, so I'm getting ready to throw him a party tomorrow. Let's talk about moms in ministry. Do a conference today, throw a party tomorrow. And then I have Shayla, our 2-year-old girl. And then my husband is also my music director at church. So you're most likely here because you are a mom and you're in ministry. And first off, just want to say you guys are doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Just want to encourage you. I see you. I get what you're going through, and you're amazing. Just for being here and taking the time to do this. Being a mom's a blessing, and also being in ministry is a blessing. Being a mom is a calling. And also being in ministry is a calling. And I want to tell you today that you can do both things at once and you can thrive. You can love your kids, you can love your church, and you can teach your kids how to love the church. It is possible. So you might feel a little crazy doing it. I know I do a lot, but it's definitely possible. So before we dive in, I'm going to talk for a little bit today. I'm going to pass it off to Lee to hear from her as well. We're kind of in two different, I have little, she has a little bit older kids. So we wanted you guys to hear a couple different perspectives, but let me pray before we dive in. Cool.
Yep.
God, thank you for this time. Thank you for these ladies. And we're just so grateful for who you are. And I pray that everything said today is just encouraging and uplifting, and that we just give you all the glory today, God. Be with us in this next half hour. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So I just wanted to share a little bit of my story. kind of a timeline of the last 6 years of my ministry and kid life. In July 2015, I was on staff at my previous church, and I found out I was pregnant. Okay. And then in April 2016, so the next year, gave birth to our first child, our son. In March of 2017, I gave birth to a church plant in Pasadena. That's I like to say it. And then about a year later, found out I was pregnant in 2018 with our daughter. 2019, gave birth to our daughter. 2020, pandemic happened. Crazy. Now we're in 2021. And I like to say that I have a 5-year-old son now, I have a 4-year-old church baby, and then I have a 2-year-old daughter. and so that's kind of where I am right now. Trying to navigate, trying to figure out all of that. But I just wanted to share a few points with you guys as far as just the last 5 years that I feel like God has taught me just a few lessons in being a mom and being in ministry. So first one is, Your family and your kids are your most important ministry. There was one time I remember we had just planted the church. I had just had my daughter. So I think our church was about a little over a year old, and I was running a rehearsal on Sunday morning. I had someone kind of watching my daughter and my son, and I was running rehearsal, and I just heard her in the background just screaming. She was screaming, you know, bloody murder. It was just so loud, and I was trying to focus on ministry, but I also knew that she needed me. And so the person that was watching her came up and said, "I think she needs to eat." And I was nursing at the time. And so I just said to my team, I said, "Hey, I got to stop rehearsal. I got to go feed my baby right now. And so everyone take 10 minutes and I'm going to go nurse my baby. And then we'll come back together." Now my daughter, she probably won't remember that because, you know, she was so little, but as she grows up, I want her to know that I will stop whatever I'm doing to tend to her needs and to tend to my son's needs. My kids always come first. And one of the things that I love about that, even as I was thinking through like the culture of my team, you know, as we were forming our team, is that I want to set the precedent in the culture of our team that family matters, and that our kids and our spouses and our family is more important than anything that could be happening that Sunday. And that is our ministry. And so my team's going to know that, hey, I will stop rehearsal to nurse my baby if that's what I need to do. And so, your family and your kids are your most important ministry. That's the first point. Second, I just had to learn that you bring your kids along for the ride. Okay. Bring them along. A kind of our Sunday morning routine for me and my husband, and our situation a little unique because he is my music director. So we get up, you know, at the butt crack of dawn, and we have to wake our kids up because they're still sleeping. And, you know, I get my 5-year-old up, I change my, you know, my daughter's diaper, I get her dressed for Sunday, try and make them look presentable, run out the door. Hopefully I have my guitar and, you know, all of our stuff. And we get to church and we run rehearsal, and they're there with us. They're there as we're rehearsing. I have someone come in and help watch them, and I'll get to that in a second. But they are there. They are experiencing the whole process with us. And I think some of the benefits of that is that, for one, it instills in them at a young age that we make church priority. We choose to put Jesus first in our schedule. And I remember when I was growing up, I was always at church, right? And so I feel like, have you guys heard that song, Talking to Jesus? Where he sings like wearing my khaki pants and my polo shirt and, you know, goes to church on Sunday and Wednesday. That was me. And that is going to be my kids. And so it instills in them at a young age that, hey, this is important. And we're going to put this in our schedule. I also feel like it's family time, even though we're rehearsing and, you know, we're busy and doing all those things. Sundays are a great way to spend time together with each other, serving the Lord. And I just love that. I love that, you know, my son runs up on the stage and wants to sing in the microphone, or he, you know, there's just those really sweet moments. One thing I will mention is that, and this is more practical, organization is so key. I feel like, especially when you have young kids, the night before, I'm laying out outfits, right? I'm packing up the bags. I'm including food, snacks, toys, whatever will keep them entertained, on a Sunday morning. And honestly, it's a lot. It's a lot to try and organize all of that and get it all together. But I remind myself constantly that this is only a season. I feel like I will look back at this time and miss when they were little. And so I'm really trying not to look at it as it's a burden, but rather an opportunity to spend time with them and just doing those few extra things organizationally to make sure that we're good to go on Sunday, you know. So bring your kids along. It's okay to bring them along and let them experience what you're doing and how you're serving the Lord. And then the third point, my last point, it takes a village. It takes a village. I have people on Sunday morning, two in particular right now in this season that kind of rotate back and forth every week. Some ladies that love my kids to death, and they come early and they watch my kids while me and my husband are running rehearsals and doing all of that. And I'm just so grateful for them. I really believe when you're trying to balance ministry and mom life, you have to remember that surrounding yourself with people is the key to survival. It's key to survival. I feel like some of the benefits of that, though, your kids are loved and poured into by other people. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not loving them in that moment. That just means that it is expanding their community as well. And it gives people an opportunity to love on your kids also. It gives those people also a chance to serve your family. I think of that even in this time, like I'm so grateful for these two women that come in and pour into my kids. They bring a bag of toys that, you know, my kids can play with, and they serve our family in that way. That's the way that they serve our church. And so that's great. It gives you ease of mind knowing that your kids are taken care of. You can focus on leading worship. You can focus on running that rehearsal. It just helps you to kind of separate it a little bit, not too much, but because you're doing it all together, but it allows you to focus. So 3 points, your family and your kids are the most important ministry, right? Bring them along with you. Let them be a part of what you're doing. And then it takes a village. Ultimately, I want my kids to grow up seeing their mom passionate about the local church, passionate about Jesus. And I want to instill in them at a young age the importance of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, prayerfully, one day, they will come to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior as well. And that's the ultimate goal. So, yes, passing it over to Lee.
Hey, I remember all those days. I can honestly say I don't miss them as much. I miss my kids being little, though. I do miss that. You know, if your kids are little, like Jesse, how old is he?
He'll be 5 in August, so he starts kindergarten.
4 and 5 was my favorite age. Melody, how old are your babies? Or do you, 1 baby, 2 babies, 17? How many yet?
I just have one. He was just born last year, so he just turned 1 last month.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love it. Okay, Brittany, tell me how many. What you got?
I have 2 boys. I have a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old.
He just turned 9
last Sunday.
And Katie has 2 under the age of 3, right, Katie?
Yes.
2 under 2. That's right. Well, I will say this. I'm a little bit further removed than a lot of you guys. Mine are, my oldest is about to be 16. And then Lance is 13. And then Mercy is 10. She's about to be 11. So I still have a young one. But I'll just share, like, I had a fear, and I'll tell you about my fear, was that because, you know, not everybody on this call understands, not on staff, you know, like, so like church is the job that I had, right? Like it's my job. So I wasn't a volunteer. So I'll just kind of share with you kind of my little part of my story is I used to really start believing this lie because we had 3 services. So our sound check's at 6:30, right? You get up 6:30, and that's right. Preparation before the night before is the key. I mean, Katie, you're probably making bottles, putting in formula in that little carry thing, opening it up, shaking it in the bottle. I remember that. And I was nursing too. I nursed all my kids. But I used to think, so because my kids being that young and being in multiple services, I honestly used to feel bad for them until I felt like the Holy Spirit was like, hey, they'll know more about Jesus than anybody. I used to tell my kids, they're like, I don't want to go to 3 services. And I was like, listen, you're going to know more about Jesus than anybody. Just listen, you know? But I always had this fear, though. It's kind of funny how the devil twisted it on me a little bit, and the enemy, because I was like, God, they're going to hate church. They're going to hate it for have to be there for 3, like 6:30 until 1 o'clock. basically it was daycare for them. So I used to kind of battle that in my mind all the time, but the Holy Spirit showed me kind of how to pray for that and ask that. I really asked the Lord, you know, because if y'all do multiple services and you're taking your kiddos, maybe a prayer that you can pray is like, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, let them fall in love with you here. And I pray that you protect them from the negative thoughts of having to be here, you know, and that goes back to how we talk to them as well, how I explain things as well, how they hear me talk about it. But the Holy Spirit ministers to our kids a lot more than we realize. He talks to them. My kids know that I tell them the Holy Spirit's their best friend. Every day they walk out this door, I said, now you talk to the Holy Spirit. He's your best friend. You talk to the Holy Spirit. And they're like, yeah, yes, ma'am. They don't know what to do, but hey, they'll know in their heart. But being a mom in ministry, like, has been, so wherever you are, it's just been so rewarding to be able to bring them up. And for them, like Ashley said, we want them to love church. You know, we want them to love, like, we want them to love the gathering, because the church is not the building. The church is us, our people. But we want them to love serving and see us serving so that they can serve. So I really don't have that much to add. What I would like to do, Ashley, is, I mean, what questions do you guys have, or comments, or I don't know how to do this, or how did you do this? Let's just talk it out. And Tara can speak to it too. Her boys are 8th grade is your youngest, right?
Yeah. So my baby boy is almost 14. Mm-hmm. And my big boy is 20, almost 20.
Wow.
So yeah, I think just the one quick thing that I would say, and that I'll,
yeah, go for it.
I'll leave it to you guys, because you guys are such rock stars, such mom bosses. But the one thing that I would say is that really early on, Ashley, I agree with you, Lee, I agree. We have to be really careful about the way that we talk about what we do as a family. It's the get to, not the have to. You know, we get to serve Jesus. We get to go to church this weekend, not we have to. But early on, I was really careful about my language about what I did. So when mine were little, I would say, you know, my Monday through Friday, I was full-time in ministry, but my Monday through Friday was mom is going to work, not mom is going to church. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekends, if I was leading worship that weekend, it was mom's going to work, not mom's going to church. And if we were going to church as a family, it was, we were going to church.
That's good.
So it's just the difference between separating that out, because here's the deal. I mean, if my kids were like, you know, mom's always at work, okay, that's fine, because parents work, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't want my kids to have this negative connotation with, like, mom's always at church and church is always taking her away from us. And so we were really careful about using the difference between work and church, especially the Monday through Friday, just simply because that was what I did full time at the time. So anyway, just throwing that out there.
That's good. I need to do
that. That's so good.
I'm learning so much from Tara today.
I know, Tara, that's gold right there. I haven't even thought about that. Yeah.
I'm not on staff. I am leading like the vocal side, but I'm not on staff. But my husband is legitimately on staff. And
Jesse's from Highlands.
Yes.
She's Auburn
West. And Katie is 2 streets over. So we should have had a party. So for Justin, I mean, it's very clear. I mean, he's Monday through, I mean, he's Sunday. Sorry. Hold on, buddy. He is Sunday through Thursday. Anyways, so he's working. He actually works a lot from home now, except on Sundays. He goes to some services. And that's work. Like, we know that's work. And he gets to, he loves it. It's ministry. For me, it's the weird, like, it is a get to, it is my serve. And, but also with the, I'm not on staff, but I, you know, when I'm going and I'm serving, it's knowing when to call it, not even if it's not, you know, work to everyone, like for him, knowing when it's mom's working or when is mom serving or we're going to church. Because Justin goes to other campuses, it's mainly me and Hezekiah at Auburn West, like 5:30 in the morning, doing the setup, sound check, services, tear down, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm still praying about it, but I don't know the balance of that.
Play the drums. Way to go, buddy.
He wants to so bad.
Yeah, the whole, I love the drums so much.
The whole It Takes a Village, he goes up there and like, plays the drums and the EG, and he wants to do that. I'm like, Lord, let him.
That's some of my best memories, though, you know, as a kid, like getting to be involved and feeling like, I mean, we just need to be careful how we present this to our kids, because I remember being young, growing up in a smaller church. I felt like I was just welcome. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now it's like, don't touch the stage. And you're like, everybody.
That's been the great thing.
Everybody's calm down. Just calm down.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we live in Auburn, so there's a lot of college. And so that's also been a problem of like, you guys are going to have to, in a sense, get used to. I have a family. Hold on, buddy. I have a family. I have a child. So this is going to, I try to obviously respect the platform of like, he's not doing this during rehearsal or anything like that, but there's a sense of like, we have to also acknowledge the fact that this is normal, and this might not be your normal, but this is normal for, you know, me or whatever.
Yeah.
And Jesse, I was just going to say, Jesse, and I feel like how I was saying, like setting that culture for your team, you have the opportunity to be such an amazing example to those college kids that are, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to see a healthy example of family in ministry. and so I think that's good.
Yeah.
Is this just like an open?
Girl, we got 5 minutes. Go for it.
The thing I struggle currently with, because my son is 3 months old and my daughter will be 2 on Sunday, is what you were talking about, Lee, just like the constant guilt, you know. And now, like, practically what I struggle with is, because my first Sunday back since I had my son was on Easter. And so my mom had my daughter for Easter, so I didn't have to like worry about her running around and stuff and catching up to her and everything like that. We just had Judah, which he's easy because he just stays in one spot. But now for my next Sunday that I'm on at the end of this month, I'm like worried about my daughter running around and then, you know, nursing my son and how, anyway, that it just stresses me out. Like, and sometimes, and I've even told my husband this, I'm like, I don't feel like it's possible right now. And part of me feels like, do I need to step away for a little bit, or should I just like keep trucking along? And
I was going to actually bring that up. I was going to say that it's okay to take time and raise your kiddos, because my first two, I was the worship kind of pastor at the church. Like, I was all by myself. Like, we didn't have teams. I had a team, but I didn't have anybody to help me. And then the Lord removed me from that church, and I actually got to be at home with Mercy and kind of have this two, three years with her. And I'm telling you what, I started serving during that time later on, but I just want everybody to realize that it's okay to not serve for a time. Tara's shaking her head. She knows. I mean, God will bring it back around for you. The door is always open in his heart to do that. So, you know, Katie, be free, honey. If you want to take, 6 months off, just take it off. You know, and I know Blake's behind me going, Lee, shut your face. Because we need to have girls that lead. I get that. I get it, Blake. I'm sorry. But the health of your marriage and the health of your wife is more important. And the health of you, like physically, Katie, is just more important than you leading on Sunday. I'm sorry. It is.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. The last 3 months, honestly, like me not leading, I enjoyed it so much because I just got to go to one service and go home.
One thing, y'all don't, if you don't leave with anything else, you leave with this statement, you never get that time back. So whatever time, however you intentionally handle your time with your kids, and this is not like a condemnation statement, I just realize you just don't get it back. So if you want to spend time with them at home, Katie, do it by all means.
That's good. Thank you.
But also maybe don't be afraid to ask for that help too. Mm-hmm. Like if there's a, you know, if there's a, I don't know, just throwing, if there's a college kid who can be up there and, you know, kind of watch after your daughter, or, you know what I mean? Just kind of don't be afraid for that to be a possibility as well.
Yeah. It's good.
Anybody? Yeah, I just think as women, we have a hard time asking for help. Yes. Because of that whole, like, you know, we're Wonder Women, right?
And we've got to do it.
We got to do it. And I'm definitely a part of that camp. When my babies were babies, I was literally the only mother on the entire team. Yeah. We had other female worshipers, but I was the only mother. And so, you know, it was hard to ask for help, but I agree with, you know, Ashley saying it takes a village, and because, you know, what you feel like is a burden is such a blessing for somebody else. It's very cliche to say, but so true. There are people who would love to watch your kids. Love to, if you just ask them, and have that 10 seconds of bravery that it takes to ask them. So.
Yeah, Brittany, that's a good point. You said also asking for help and saying no to things. Like, one of the freest times in my life is when I learned to say no. I was like, there's so much power in no. I don't have to do that. Because, I mean, it is so true. We feel like we got to be everywhere, be all things to all people all the time. Because we're mothers, we're nurturers. You feel like you need to go nurture. You need to be involved in that. When it's really like, nah, no, you don't.
It's funny because, like, that's something that I've been really dealing with in my own self, is like learning the power of yes and the power of no. I can't remember the scripture off the top of my head, but there's a verse in the Bible where it talks about, you know, just let your yes be yes and your no be no. I'm like, oh, okay.
Matthew 5:37. Google. That's true though. Very true.
Oh, don't you love this conversation? One of the key takeaways is surround yourself with other people in the middle of being a mom in ministry. You can't do ministry alone. So make sure, not that you just have a great team around you, but that you have a camp, a circle, a community, whatever you want to call it, that encourages you, that helps you, that sees a need and fills it as you help serve the local church body in your area. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out our website, womeninworship.live. Also download our app where you can get all of the latest information and stay connected. Y'all, we've already opened up registration for our retreat coming this fall, so be sure to be a part of that as space is limited. And we can't wait to be with you next time. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, here from Women in Worship.